Happy with his performance, Louis was itching to raise hell. He had hoped to pal around with Glenn Cunningham, but his hero proved too mature for him. Instead, he found a suitably irresponsible companion, donned his Olympic dress uniform, and descended on Berlin. The two prowled bars, wooed girls, chirped Heil Hitler at anyone in uniform, and stole anything Germanish they could pry loose. In an automat, they discovered German beer. The serving size was a liter, which took Louis a good while to finish. Buzzing, they went walking, then circled back for another liter, which went down easier than the first. Trolling around Berlin, they stopped across the street from the Reich Chancellery. A car pulled up, and out stepped Hitler, who walked inside. Studying the building, Louis spotted a small Nazi flag near the doors. It would make a swell souvenir, and it looked easy to reach. The banner didn't yet carry much symbolic meaning for him, or many other Americans in the summer of 36. Louis just had a hankering to steal in his head, and two persuasive liters of German brew in his belly. Two guards paced the apron before the chancellery. Watching them walk, Louis noted that on each pass there was a point at which both had their backs to the flag. As the soldiers turned, Louis ran to the flag and immediately realized that it was much higher than he had thought. He began jumping in the air, trying to catch the edge of it. He became so absorbed in his task that he forgot about the guards, who ran toward him, shouting. Taking one last lunge for the flag, Louis snagged the edge and fell to the pavement, tearing the banner down with him, then scrambled to his feet and ran like mad. He heard a crack. Behind him, a guard was running at him, his gun pointed at the sky, yelling, "Halten Sie!" That much Louis understood. He stopped. The guard grabbed his shoulder, spun him around, saw his Olympic uniform, and hesitated. He asked Louis his name. The one thing that Louis knew about Nazis was that they were anti-Semitic, so when he gave his name, he delivered it in an exaggeratedly Italian fashion. Rolling the R, he would say, for about 2 minutes. The guards conferred, went inside, and came out with someone who looked more important than they. The new German asked him why he had stolen the flag. Louis, laying it on thick, replied that he wanted a souvenir of the happy time he had had in beautiful Germany. The Germans gave him the flag and let him go. When the press got wind of Louis's adventure, reporters took creative liberties. Louis had stormed Hitler's palace to steal the flag in a hail of gunfire that had whistled around his head. Plunging 18 feet, he had raced away, pursued by two columns of armed guards who had tackled and beat him. Just as a German rifle butt had been about to crush Louis's head, the German army's commander-in-chief had halted the attack, and Louis had talked the general into sparing his life. In one version, Hitler himself had allowed him to keep the flag. In another, Louis had concealed the flag so cleverly that it was never discovered. He had done it all, went the story, to win the heart of a girl.